Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's a Monday afternoon. It's hotter than I would like it to be this time of year, but we'll deal with this and we'll get through it. All right, we missed a traffic update. Let's pick up that traffic update for those of you about to get in traffic. Okay, I'm glad we got that traffic in there. All right, so look, the Saints, they didn't look terrible. I know it is so frustrating when, you know, it feels like they could have won that game. And as I said at the opening of the show, after last week, after there was that questionable drop in the end zone by Juwan Johnson, I was stunned that he dropped two passes in the first quarter. Two passes right in his hands and right on the numbers. How do you do that? How do you do that when you're paid millions of dollars to catch the ball? Now, later, he caught a big pass. Does that make up for it? Well, kind of, but then, you know, you never know what those two drop passes might have changed if he would have caught those passes in the Saints' drives at that moment, because, you know, those were big drops. But I mean, how do you do that? I mean, you really have to work at just absolutely dropping the ball that's right in your hands and right on the numbers. I mean, Drew Brees, Tom Brady couldn't have put it any more accurately than Spencer Rattler. So, you know, I mean, that's something that can't happen. And look, there were some good things. I thought Rattler looked pretty good. I thought he looked pretty good. And, you know, I remind you, as I said earlier, Drew Brees didn't start out a star quarterback, and neither did Tom Brady. I'm not saying that Spencer Rattler is that star quarterback, but, you know, he's got a chance to be. He's got a shot. I mean, there's some very positive things about him. The guy can throw the ball. The guy can run. So he's our quarterback, so let's back him. I'm not giving up on the Saints. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 also. So this is a tough position to be in, but there are other teams in the same position. And the Kansas City Chiefs are the defending, well, no, they had won the Super Bowl several times in a row, and they lost last year. But, you know, they're still a great team. And look where they are. And the Philadelphia Eagles, in a rematch over the weekend of the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles beat them in Kansas City. And I know that had to hurt. But I don't know. Are the Kansas City Chiefs over? I'm sure there's some people saying that. But anyway, I don't think they're over. I guarantee you they're not giving up. And the Saints should not give up either. And I think Spencer Rattler is expressing some really positive attitudes coming from the locker room in terms of the players. And who knows? The Saints, they've done this before. You know, they lose a game that you think they're going to win, and then they go and they win a game that you didn't think they were going to win. And Seattle 1-1 could be a tough environment. I mean, that's a tough place to play in Seattle, but Saints are in Seattle this coming weekend. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the possibility that 1,000 National Guard soldiers are coming to New Orleans to help fight crime. We'll talk about that. But we're continuing the conversation about how we got to where we are. And I said in a very, very heartfelt opening of the show today that I spent a lot of time, I spent too much time on social media over the weekend. And I'm really appalled by the amount of hate that exists there. It's not just disagreement. It's hate. And it's personally directed. And as I said, I never started out in this business to be a hated person. Now, I knew that even doing music radio and doing humor and things that I did, the crazy morning shows that I did over the years, there were still people who didn't like me. I mean, no matter what you do in this business, not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. But, you know, I didn't start out to attract this hate, and I don't think it's my fault. I think that it's just the result of the world that we live in. And we live in a world where hate sells. And there are antagonists who are fueling the fires. And they're making millions doing it. And the audience is responding. But that's not who I'm going to be. And I want to do the best I can from today on to not be part of the fueling of the hate that is so easily fueled. I have my opinions. I will still be honest with you. That's what I owe you. I owe you my honesty. And I will be honest about my opinions as I have been up to this point. But I want to deflect from being as divisive as sometimes this show can be because I'm animate about what I believe. And I think that in America, we generally have a responsibility to calm down a little bit. And I'm going to do what I can to calm down a little bit in terms of this. And I will use this show to try to bring us together. Now, there's some people who don't want to get together. There's some people who enjoy the hating. I can't worry about them. I have to let them be off on their own. But I'm not going to be the reason that they have to be inspired to hate. So we'll see how it goes. Again, I'll always be honest with you, but I want to. Yeah, I guess one of the things, and I said this earlier, one of the things that really disappointed me was I thought I would get more credit for denouncing Charlie Kirk's murder, even though I disagreed with him. The fact that I disagreed with him had nothing to do with the fact that I mourned his loss and felt like a bullet should not stop freedom of speech. And even though I disagreed with him, he had every right to say everything that he was saying. And the fact that I disagreed, but the fact that I was so adamant about denouncing his murder, and there were still people who were hating on me as a result of that, that hurt. I mean, I'm tough, but I got to be honest with you, that hurts. But it also goes to show you that people are in the business of hating. They like it. They enjoy it. It defines them. Being angry and being hateful defines them. I don't want to add to that. You know, I am happiest when I'm doing an interview with a celebrity, a rocker, or somebody like that. I'm happiest when I'm preparing for the interview and doing the interview. I'm happiest when we're on the air talking about pop culture stuff. I'm happiest when I'm talking about New Orleans and things like that. I'm least happy when I'm talking about politics these days. Because it just draws so much hate. And people no longer respect that we're entitled to our opinions. So I will still have my opinions. But I just want to temper it so I'm not part of the divide. And I'm going to do what I can with this show to try to bring us together. Again, some people are not going to want to get together. I can't control those people. So that's up to them. But I'm confident moving forward from this point on. And I just was really disappointed that there were not more people that responded to how much I denounced the murder of Charlie Kirk. They still wanted to blame me for the murder. Blame me. And we know that that is absolutely ridiculous. And we can disagree without wanting somebody to die. And that was my whole point. And it just didn't get across to so many people. So we'll see how things go from this point on. But you're always welcome every afternoon to tune in. By the way, South Park has pulled the episode where Eric Cartman is portraying a Charlie Kirk type character. Charlie Kirk, he wasn't mentioned, but Eric Cartman in one of the new episodes of South Park portrays a Charlie Kirk type character. And they have now pulled that episode. I think that's the right thing to do. I mean, South Park doesn't have to apologize because they did this before he was killed, and they do political commentary. They do political satire, and they're very successful, and they have a right to do that. But I think it was wise for them to pull that episode where Cartman portrays a Charlie Kirk type person. But really, if you think about it, the hate in this country is just it's too prevalent, and it's because hate sells. But we don't have to buy it. We don't have to buy into it. So let's just relax and get together every afternoon. We'll have fun. And when we have to talk about politics, we'll talk about politics. But maybe I can make things a little different from this point on. All right, let's get to a break, and then we're going to get to your calls right away. And then Ian's got some text messages coming up. The other thing that we're learning is that the shooter in the Charlie Kirk tragedy was really involved in this subculture online world of gaming and social media sites. This really is the symptom of somebody who is not normal. And somebody normal who gets into this can be changed by living in this world that really doesn't exist. It's a fantasy world. And Ian and I were talking earlier that one of the reasons the shooter may not be cooperating with the authorities is because maybe he doesn't really understand the impact of what he's done. Because this is a world of memes. It's a world of satire and jokes about jokes. But are you really joking? Well, it's a joke. But is it really a joke, or do you mean it? And it's almost like he was performing for his audience, and it may not have been political as much as it was him performing for his audience in this world that he lived in online. And he acted out. And he did this for his audience, not to make a bigger case politically. And it seems almost impossible for you and I to think that this was not politically motivated, but maybe it wasn't. And the only thing that makes it politically motivated is not what you and I think. The only thing that makes it politically motivated is what he thought at the time of the shooting. And it may have been more about performing for his audience in this subculture world that I don't understand. And most people who are into gaming and being online a lot, they don't understand it either. It's a very, very specific world that, you know, there's not a lot known about it, but there's more being told about it now. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, Ford offered a factory-installed 8-track tape player in its Mustangs, Thunderbird, and Lincoln models. It marks the first time the 8-track tape players were widely available. And I remember I had worked in the convenience store on Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa Island, right there, right across from the big ball. I worked at that convenience store one summer, and I saved enough money to either buy a surfboard or an 8-track tape. Well, I bought the 8-track tape, because as much as I wanted the surfboard, I thought, well, I'm going to use the 8-track tape more. Well, I had enough money to buy the 8-track tape, get it installed in my Mustang, and buy two tapes. And one of the tapes I bought was The Greatest Hits by the Association. And I did a lot of making out in my day to this song in my Mustang parked at the lakefront. And so I guess the 8-track tape was a better investment than the surfboard. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You will. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2003, Madonna's first children's book was published in 42 languages in more than 100 countries. Can you imagine Madonna writing a children's book? See Bob, see Sally. See Bob try to put his tongue in Sally's mouth. I don't know. Madonna writing children's books? I'm sure they were okay, or we would have heard more about it. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you are with us. So there seems to be this memo that's been leaked. I'm sure it was released in some way, but technically it has been leaked. It's a draft memo from the Pentagon showing that there is a plan to send 1,000 National Guard troops here. Look, I said from the very, very beginning of this, when President Trump first talked about this in D.C., I said, it just doesn't seem like he's doing this in the right way, but if there's a conversation to be had about how National Guard troops can help cities like New Orleans or any city fight crime, then let's have that conversation. And there are others who are agreeing with me on that. But, you know, if it helps, it helps. And that's okay. Because what are the National Guard troops doing if they're not doing this? If they don't have another assignment and they can afford to do this and do this, then, okay, let's get the help. Let's get the help and see what happens. But the question is, what happens when they leave? Or do they stay forever? You know, not that I ever think about doing anything wrong, but when I'm on Bourbon Street in the quarter and I see the military out there, well, guess what? I am assuming that there are others out there who are not going to be so quick to commit crimes. And many others are willing to commit crimes right in front of the police. But the police department, combined with state police, have done a great job in cutting crime in New Orleans. But if the National Guard can do it even further, then, you know, let's see what happens. All right, let's get back to your calls. Let's go to New Orleans East. Raymond, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Raymond.
How you doing, Scoop? You been okay?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, so I want to say this here, since you brought, you know, talking about the hate groups and different extremists. Now, I'm back in the front runner. I'm not going to say a name for mayor. And I'm getting threats. Actually, getting threats in that. Sound crazy, but I know you won't believe me if I see it, but
no,
I got evidence.
I believe
threats.
It.
It's not no threat like I'm coming by your house to shoot you. It's threats like, yeah, you know, be careful. You're walking down the street. You got to look around you. You know, just cold stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I understand that, Raymond. I do understand.
Let me just say this here. And I'm a civil rights activist, so I expect that. But let me say this here. On Charlie Kirk, I used to like to hear him debate different people. But the problem I had was that he used phrases like, well, MLK misled the black community. Y'all was doing better before the Voting Rights Act and before the Civil Rights Act of 1965 and 64. I disagree with him on that. I think that during that time, I think we might have had maybe 30 or 40 black elected officials in the country. Now we got over 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. So, I mean, if I was debating him, I would say, well, make me understand why we got more black elected officials now, more black homeowners now, more black folks on their own business now. How is 1960 when we didn't have all this? How can you say compare it to when all the stuff we got now? And I would leave it at that.
But Raymond, what I don't want to do is I don't want to, and I have not done this, I have not really gone into detail about the things that I disagreed with Charlie Kirk on, because it's inconsequential, because he still shouldn't have been shot.
Yeah.
He has a right to those opinions.
I wasn't even discussing that because that was horrible. Shouldn't have never happened. And I'm getting dressed now. And, you know, you never know who will try to shoot me.
Well, Raymond,
so I think that that was way far off. Somebody that was deranged, crazy, and it shouldn't happen again.
Well, it's really sad that somebody thinks you need to vote for a certain person for mayor or you're going to be threatened. And, you know, maybe it has to do with things that really should not even be a factor.
Thank you very much.
Raymond, hang in there and be strong and exercise your right to vote. I hope things are peaceful for you. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
It's a shame that we have to begin with some saying political violence is horrible. You know, we lack leadership in this country. And when your leaders have no moral compass, this is what you get. When your leaders don't care about you and your family, this is what you get. You know?
Well, I understand what you're saying, Patrick.
Do you?
I clearly understand what you're saying, but you know, what's really interesting is that this may be more of like an online inside job than anything else from some of the things that we're learning and some of the things that are developing about people who get involved in this world online, and that's the only world that they really pay attention to. As much as you and I want to think this is politically motivated, it might not be.
No, Scoot, we have a president that has been preaching hate for the last 15 years, or 10, 15 years, because he tried to get Obama removed by saying he wasn't a citizen. All of this stuff's from the Tea Party. You know, Charlie Kirk was groomed for that position. This is all Christian nationalism.
Well, Patrick,
I mean,
go ahead.
A lot more to this.
Well, I know, but we're kind of vicariously saying, okay, well, if Charlie Kirk stood for these things, well, then he deserved it, and that's not what we're saying.
Nobody said that. I prefaced it by saying political violence is horrible. No one said that he deserved that.
Well, I know, but when people bring up what he stood for, it's like they're saying, well, I understand why he was shot.
No, look. Imagine David Duke having an iPhone in 1985 or in 1993 and wrapping himself in Jesus. You know, the hoods are off. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
But, until people realize that, political violence is horrible.
Yeah.
That nothing should happen to that kid, and that's horrible what happened to his family.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Patrick, I agree, and I think. You know, I think you're just speaking about the overall level of hate that, you know, that exists. And you know, that's where we are. And we don't have to be here. We don't have to stay here. But it's going to be a real struggle to get us from this point. And Patrick, I'm glad you brought those points up, and I appreciate the call. But look, we don't have to stay here. But it's not going to be easy to get people off the hate wagon. Because they like hating. They love hating the other side. And I don't care which side it's coming from. They love hating the other side. But we don't have to stay here. We don't have to try to sell this hate that is so easily sold and bought by so many people. Jack in Hammond, you're on WFDL. Thanks for hanging on, Jack.
Hi, Scoot. Yeah, a couple of things. One, I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener.
But, well, let's go ahead and give you a little special treatment here since you're a first-time caller. I appreciate you taking time to call in, Jack. So you've been listening to the show for a while. Now you call it. What has you calling in today?
Yeah, a long time. I got two things, really. One, I want to piggyback a little bit to what Patrick was just saying. We got the most powerful human being on the face of the earth that dehumanizes other people. He calls them scum, animals, vermin. They eat the cats. They eat the dogs. And he does it about members in Congress, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And when Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer, he was on board, so was his son, by spreading vicious baloney internet information that it was a gay lover spat, and he was, you know, it was a gay lover's fight. Mm-hmm. And they laughed. They drew pictures. They laughed at Paul Pelosi and just kept that rhetoric going. Now you got on the right-wing media, you got some of the top speakers, some of the announcers are saying, or they did this. They did. Or who is they?
Yeah, I don't know.
When the legislators in Minnesota were murdered, nobody on the left media, and I listened to them all, was saying they, talking about all Republicans did that heinous crime.
It's true.
You know, so they keep saying we need to dial down the rhetoric, or they don't know what's coming to them. Well, who's got the rhetoric dialed up all the time? Where was all this rhetoric when Joe Biden was in office? I'm not saying you didn't have some little squabbles going back and forth, but you didn't have nationalized, just vicious things said about the other side all the time. It's 24 hours a day.
Well, no, Jack. You bring up great points, and it's true. There is evidence, hardcore factual evidence of hate on the right directed at the left. So you can't believe anybody today who wants to make it seem like it's only the left attacking the right, because that defies common sense. That defies factual information. But yet there are people who will still buy that, because people don't want politicians to get along. This is sad but true. They want the politicians to dig in and represent them. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 2019, we lost one of the lead singers of the Cars. Rick Ocasek died at the age of 75. I'm Scoot. Let's get to Elmo in Gentilly. Hey, Elmo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for letting me air. I was listening to you a little bit, and I went inside. I have a guy working on my broken air conditioner, and then came outside.
I hope they get that fixed.
I did too, but while I was inside, I had it on CNN, and they were showing a broadcast from another different network of J.D. Vance, and in my opinion, he was casting or spewing hate. All right, and I say that because he was saying stories about the left this, and they tell something to their kids, and now their parents feel threatened, and all kinds of stuff that I don't know is made up or if it's true, but just the fact of him voicing it to the public means he was trying to antagonize the listeners of that network.
Well, that's what many people are doing now, Elmo, and it works for a lot of people, and it's sad that so many people are buying it. But as I say, hate sells, and people are selling it, and a lot of people are buying it, and we need to do what we can to just cast a shadow on that whole concept of buying into the hate. You know, there's an animalistic instinct in a lot of people. Look, there are some people, and all they want to do is love. And that's not a cliche. They really just have love in their hearts. But there are a lot of people who they will never admit it, but they're hating, and they enjoy it. It's cathartic for them. It's supporting their side. By hating the other side, it supports their side. And this is all about keeping score. It's all about who's right and who's wrong. It has nothing to do with us trying to come together. It has nothing to do with us trying to compromise on issues. Okay, well, you feel that way, but, can't we still get along? That's not popular. I'm going to try to make it more popular on this show. I'm going to do the best I can. I mean, I'm human. I will still be honest with my opinions. But you will see over time how I'm going to try to do more in the media to bring people together than to buy into the divide, because I have bought into the divide, and I'm going to do what I can to change that. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, so why is it that you can go on YouTube or Facebook and all you see is video after video after video of the left attacking the right? Where are the videos of the right attacking the left? I'm sure someone would be recording it. It's because it's BS and it's not happening, at least not like the left attacking the right. Get out of here with that crap.
Well, I think there are more people on the right motivated to document those cases, because it is happening on the right. We talked about this happened in June. There were Democrats shot, at least one dead in Minnesota. They were shot by somebody who apparently didn't like that they were Democrats. He was trying to take out Democrats. There have been other cases as well. So it's not just from the right, and then it's not just from the left. And then I get it from the right. I get hateful, sometimes violent threats from one side. But, you know, I don't want to entertain that anymore. I'm going to deal with it and just do what I can to try to make people a little calmer, because we can disagree. We don't have to hate. There will be those people who want to hate. I can't change them. So we're going to let them hate.
To the texter's question about why is it you can go on YouTube or Facebook? My friend, you got to have a better understanding of how Facebook and YouTube decide what kind of content they're going to serve you. The reason that your feed is full of video after video after video of the left attacking the right is because YouTube and Facebook know that that's the kind of content you want to consume. If you wanted to watch videos of, you know, right-wing people attacking the left, those platforms would figure that out. And that is the kind of content that you would be seeing. You got a little bit of cleaning up to do. If your feed is full of that specific kind of, you know, one-sided cover. And it's like, what? Well, who's creating these videos? Is it like Uncle Patriot's videos of, you know, liberals being terrible?
Yes.
Yeah, and you hit like on that and you hit subscribe on that and you watch that 10 hours a day. That's all they're going to show
you. Well, and then you become labeled, and then they start showing you the things that they know you want to see. Because, again, it's all about getting your attention. It's not about telling you the truth. It's about getting your attention. All right. Got to get a break. Obviously, this is a conversation that is not going to go away. Hey, also, it's another sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2004, guitarist-songwriter Johnny Ramone of the Ramones died of prostate cancer. He was only 55. I'm Scoot. We'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, Bobby and Mike are next with Second Guess, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beaches in Hancock County. They'll talk a lot about the Saints and LSU, and then Monday Night Football at 7:30. It's Tampa Bay and Houston, and also the Chargers and the Raiders play tonight. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.